Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing and fabulous and magnificent and so very loved and darn sexy people. I think I missed one there, but Happy New Year. Oh my gosh. It is starting out to be a very good year because, of course, we're creating it that way consciously, aren't we? Yeah. So we're going to start it off with a bang, January 16th. April Molnar, who is this, I don't know how to explain April. She's kind, she's warm, she's motherly, and very insightful into the brain. She's the primary therapist and clinical case management consultant. And she's, I really want specific answers how to work with our brains from the spiritual point of view so that we are all on board with ourselves in 2019. It has all the earmarks of being an amazing year for everybody, guys. But you have to adapt and you have to stay conscious. And you have to definitely stay consciously creating. So join us on January 16th, 7 to 9. Might go over a little bit on this one. Already had quite a few signups, so I'm glad you get it. All right, I want to go into the brain and emotions. Are you clear that your thoughts have an emotional connection? And that emotional connection through your thoughts, it's what makes your brain focus. So if you're in fear, your brain is going to focus on what you're fearing and how emotionally you're fearing it. That's why claiming first is so important in restructuring the focus of our brain. Let me go through that again. If you want money, you claim, I am money. I have money. I love money right now, in this moment right now. The more you look to the reality of not having money, the more your brain focuses there and the more non-money you create. If you are suffering any kind of disease, I am health. I am wellness. How does that feel? Let me match that excited emotion to the beauty of how great I feel. Again, that directs your brain toward health. The more you're trying to fix what's wrong, the more your brain feels the fear, feels the desperation, and focuses on what's wrong. Claim what you want like you have it now. Then your brain opens up to this is how you can create it. Okay, let's look at negative thoughts versus positive thoughts. Negative thoughts, direct your brain to the negative. Positive thoughts, do the opposite. You have to choose your thoughts and emotions which create your focus. If you don't feel good, find a way to feel better. negative thoughts limit the possibilities that our brain can find. I lost my wallet, my billfold, and I didn't know it for 2 days because it was over New Year's. Sometime between New Year's Eve day and January 2nd, I'd lost my billfold. Now, I didn't know this until I took Gabrielle out for dinner. So started, you know, that old automatic reaction thing went into automatic reaction. Fear, oh my God, where is it? I don't have a clue. I haven't been anywhere. And then I stopped and I went, all right, see, you know, this is not going to get you what you want. You're doing everything that's keeping your brain from remembering where this thing is. So I stopped and I said, okay, I know where this is. I find it easily. Somebody is taking care of it the whole time. Everything's in it. It's all safe. And I know exactly where that is. Within like 20 seconds, I remembered that I had gone to Bristol Farms to get flowers for New Year's Eve. Walked in. The manager was right there. I said, please tell me you found a women's billfold. She walked over to a drawer, opened it, and said with a smile, is this it? I said, yes, the name on the license in there is Deanna Wallace. She took a look. She handed it over. She said, boy, you must live with some really good karma. And I said, well, yeah, actually, I do. She said, you left it in your cart. So I must have thought I put it in my purse and inadvertently put it in the cart. A lady found it outside in the parking lot and brought it back into the store for me. Now, you see, that's our moment when we get to say, golly, everything works perfectly in my world. Gosh, let me look and celebrate all of the wonderful, honest people in the world that do the right thing. Wow, my world works like this. But then you see, I directed myself to remember where it was. You've got to claim it before you get it. Okay, the brain cannot know that I am the creation of me and send out a strong signal until we direct it into its knowing. Fear shuts your brain down. The power of conscious creation, of choosing, opens your brain up. The energy of everything that is available to you. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. Okay. All right, we're going to the calls. Davina in Arizona, you're on.
Hello, happy new year to everyone.
Thank you, you too, baby.
My question is, I'm getting some visions. And so I'm trying to, you know, ascertain whether they're a good thing or not a good thing.
Why would they not be a good thing?
Well, I mean, the way I sort of put it, it's like, oh, my third eye is opening, and that's why I'm getting these visions. And, you know, that would be a good thing. But, you know, if I'm like, you know, having hallucinations, that's not a good thing. So,
well, I don't know. In the Bible, a lot of people had hallucinations about God and Christ. So, you know, it depends on what you define and how you direct it. So what I'm hearing you say, Davina, is you are directing your energy only to channel through positive guidance, the highest guidance for sure. The highest and most positive understanding of that guidance that comes in. You want to work only with frequencies that are love and joy and compassion. But you see, right here, starting the show off, and I love you for doing it, I mean that, you're giving us an example of how you went into a little bit of fear instead of conscious creation. Do you understand how you did that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, stop it! Just
well,
stop it!
I mean, can really get scared about it, but I was kept saying, all there is love. All there is love. And, you know, instead of like, yeah, shaking about it, it was like, okay, all there is love, and just let it come in. And, you know.
Yes, honey. You've seen too many of my movies. You know, that's all movie stuff. But that tells you also that there are some deep-seated religious beliefs that evil can still get you. So you want to clean those up, baby, so you can expand out into the greatest creator you can be, okay?
Yes.
All right, so they want us to balance all this. When we invoke the symbol and the formula, we are neutralizing everything but the truth, to bring everything into the truth, to let go of anything that isn't resonating with the truth. We invoke the violet flame and the golden light to come in and kind of wash everything, neutralize everything, get everything back into balance. I am divine love, and so it is. During the predictions webinar, they came in very, very clearly said we had to follow our direction up, or any of the work that we're doing up, with I claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. All right, baby, there's your answer. You know,
okay.
Get that old religious crap out of there, Davina. It doesn't serve you. Love
okay.
You. Mean it.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Iris in Philadelphia, you be on.
Dee, congratulations on all your success lately. That's wonderful.
Yes, things are hopping. They are hopping in Dee's life, and Dee likes it that way. And I realized at the end of last year, see, this is the end, and this pertains to you, Iris, too, they're saying. I
okay.
realized that I got off in going into overwhelm. I got off in, oh, my God, how am I going to handle all this? Because it made me feel bigger, more important, more powerful. But that was adding stress to my life, and stress, as we know, breaks our bodies down. So now I just go, okay, well, I'll get the answer when I get it. You know, they'll let me know when I'm flying, when I fly, and got everything handled in one day as far as all the medical stuff that needs to be in place for South Africa, of which there is a lot. And again, it's that perspective, right, of I'm going to create, because if I wasn't aware of this, guys, then I could pull back from my creation of creating so many great things. But I don't want to pull back from that. What I want to know is that I handle everything easily and effortlessly and just get healthier and healthier and happier and richer with all this stuff that I do. Everything's in a perfect balance. Now, what did you call in for?
Well, that's a pretty good segue. I have been directing my day in the shower every morning, and I direct my work day on my way to work. But
good.
Ever since, yes, yeah, that's really helped. Ever since I kind of took all those hits in November, it felt like I just sort of like fell off the horse. and slowly, like coming out of this coma almost, but it's, I'm hoping you can help me sort of identify what it's almost like what I was afraid of or why I was so stuck. It was like I wasn't wanting to go into that high gear of creating again that I had been in the months before.
Yep.
So
you stopped yourself. And, you know, when you were talking, they were showing me a bull rider. You know, the guys that climb on top of the bulls and ride them until they get bucked off?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They love that. That's a high for them.
Yeah.
So we have to change our perspective, Iris. And
yeah.
If you're afraid you can't handle it or things are coming too fast or, oh, my God, here it is. I've almost got it. Now can I do it? I don't think I can. You're going to stop yourself. And you're going to stop yourself by creating situations in your life that look like somebody else is stopping you.
Okay.
So let me give you sheets. But give me a song, please.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I guess that's a play in a movie, but that's what came to mind.
They want a song. Boy, they're being, usually they'll take
okay.
what comes up, but they want.
Okay. Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay. So this is interesting now. If I put the two of them together, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is about a nut house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
that's
Zippity-doo-dah is all about joy.
Yeah.
So back now I know why I told you my story, because there is a collapse between craziness and joy for you. Not overwhelm, but craziness.
Mm.
And you kind of thrive on it. Are we on track? Are you resonating with this?
I hadn't thought about it, but I think so.
Okay. So what happens is then you experience so much craziness and you're on that adrenaline high, and then at some point you go, I can't maintain this anymore.
Yeah.
And everything stops, and it stops because you can't maintain the
right.
craziness, or you don't want to, are the highest words. So again, how can we create our life exciting and full and busy without making it crazy? And the opposite of crazy for me would be peaceful. So our intention is to create a full, stimulating, exciting life that we handle peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's our claim. That's our direction, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. I am divine love. Hold on, there's something else. Now we're going to a core belief. This page here. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. You got to take more time for yourself when you get into all the craziness, Iris. It's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I have time
yeah.
for you, I have time for me. I have time for you, I have time for me.
Right. Right. That came up in November when the shit really hit the fan. And
yeah.
I'm really close, but I'm still like literally cleaning up the mess of all the mold in the apartment. Like, I'm so close to being able to put everything back together.
Okay.
But it's
and
just
so
slow going.
What that represents is the opportunity that you created for yourself to get all the old ideas, the old belief systems, everything that was cluttering up and molding up your life.
Yeah.
You get to clean up. And, okay. I empathize and have compassion with that journey. Been there, done that. It's not fun. And try and tweak your perspective to make it a positive.
Yeah, sounds like
and have guys remember The channel said clearly during the predictions week, compassion, love, and joy. Send that to the mold. Send that to your apartment. Send that to your body and your brain, to the world. Compassion, joy, and love. That's the mantra for 2019. All right, baby.
Oh, that's huge, Dee. Thank you. One really quick thing. I ordered the replay of Predictions Week last weekend, and I never got the link, and I emailed Aurora, and I didn't hear back.
Well, Aurora was only in 2 days last week, and
okay.
we resent the link to everybody that had ordered
it. Who ordered it? Okay.
Yep.
So I'll look again.
You look again, make sure we're not in your spam folder.
Okay.
Because when she came in on Thursday, I had her send the link out to everybody again because there had been some problems.
Okay.
If
All
you,
right. Thank
if
you
somebody
so much.
Hasn't gotten it, email me so she can take care of it for you tomorrow. Okay? Thank you, Iris.
Okay. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
You too, baby. Miss Ann in Georgia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm working. Yeah, I'm working with feelings of joy and peace and letting go of any concerns around the future. And I got into a really joyful space with those last three words, happy, healthy, death. And that feels like a blessing because I can just let go of wanting not to be here or anything because everything's going to be happy and healthy until I go easily. You have anything to say about that?
All the channel has to say is you're on the right track, and they are suggesting using the breathing exercise to really implant that permanently in your brain. So that, you know, your big challenge, Ann, is going back and forth. You get it, you don't get it, you get it, you question it. Right.
About my age of 77, and I've read a wonderful book I'd like to recommend, When, by Rabbi B-A-A-R-S, and it talks about the three stages of life, and as we get older, we tend to go down. And
well, I'm not going to accept that suggestion. I'm going to create my own life as powerfully as I can, and going down in the last part of your life does not match with happy, healthy death.
Well, it's a call, just like you say, to change my way of thinking.
Okay, great. And what she's referring to is somebody called in last week and said that somebody had told her, you know, I don't think about any of that stuff. I think I'm happy, I'm healthy, and then I'm dead. You know, so I'm going to be happy and healthy right up to the time I leave, and that's what we're all claiming for ourselves. Right, Ann?
Right.
Okay, baby. Thank you. And let's all balance that they're saying, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Okay. We're going to Anna in New York. Hello, sweet thing.
Hi.
Anna?
I haven't spoken with you in a while. Can you hear me?
I know. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year and happy birthday, a little belated.
Thank you, ma'am.
So I'm just calling in to see what any core issues that I can release about receiving. My expected payout in December has been postponed, and there's no definite date, so perhaps there's something in me that's blocking.
I get a no.
Great.
That it's coming.
Okay.
You just have to see it being there, and most of all, you have to know you're fine while it's on its way to you.
Perfect.
You see, this is all taking your focus into a little bit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, because I had a date, and now the date has been...
Well,
so
I get it doesn't have anything to do with this government shutdown. Is that true?
Okay, great. That was one of the comments that was made.
Yeah, there. It's really that's really an excuse. Mm-hmm. It's really not about that. And now, oh, okay. Sorry, they were throwing so many things at me. I'm hearing this in the highest way. Yeah, you guys should be inside my head sometimes during this show. Sometimes I have slow the hell down, will you? Okay, so the biggest thing you can do right now to expedite this
mm-hmm.
is to shift your perspectives on the world and other people in regards to trusting them, depending on them, knowing their integrity. This is asking you to look at some of your perspectives. And they're pretty quiet perspectives, but they're from your little girl around and something that you witnessed with your dad around people screw you over. And you want to change. We all want to change that perspective, guys. Listen to these words I'm going to say. You cannot create positively what you want while you are in judgment of the energy you are wishing to change. Those are really important words. And remember, in the predictions week, the channel said, forgiveness, biggest challenge of 2019. You have got to forgive. If you don't forgive, they own you. So I am not going to attract playing with the big boys if I keep judging all the big boys that I want to play with. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. So look at everywhere you're judging the people and the, work itself, where you work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And turn those perspectives around to what you want.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You got your answer. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay, Susan, where the hell have you been?
Oh, I've been up to my ears in water.
Again?
Again, yes. There was something going on. I don't know what's going on with it. I've been using the formula and directing my energy that everything's fine, and I was out of my, I didn't even know my boiler took a dump, and it got replaced right away, so I had heat. And then the next thing that happened was the hot water heater took a dump, and I was out of hot water for a month and a half and had to fork out $500 cash to get a hot water heater installed.
Okay, all right, so stop, because weird stuff is coming in, and it's all about baptizing. Good Lord,
about
where
what?
Are we going? Baptizing, like this is a baptism ritual for you.
Really?
Hold on, is everybody balanced? Anybody switched? Okay, both have to claim we want the highest answer. So
I want the highest answer.
Yes,
yeah,
we're coming from, okay. Baptism is the highest word, and now we're going to, God, I'm dizzy, so this is going to be a doozy.
Oh, boy.
Here, 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 nine. Boy, it keeps coming back to this. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And we're saying that to ourselves, people. I don't have time for you, which is kind of, what we've been talking about all the excitement and I've been working so much that I had to get clear. I needed more of a balance to take time for me and do what I wanted to do. It's a baptism into, hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Those are the highest. That's correct. Baptism in to you, knowing that you are magnificent and special, and that you need to take time with yourself to acknowledge that. Good grief. Highest, that's correct. It's going to my big yes. You can test this, Susan, because I know you work with a pendulum too.
Okay.
Now, there's another piece coming in. Remember, what's hers is ours, so everybody stay alert here. Going back to the sheets. First sheet. Okay, and they're taking me to the cocktail on the first sheet. Now they're bringing in the messenger RNA that we're working with. Okay, got it. So we're directing the messenger RNA to take the messages of compassion, joy, and love to all our energy, all our cells, the space in between, in our body, our mind, our brain, out into the world, throughout the universe, around knowing that I am the creation of me. Accepting that, celebrating it, baptizing us in the acceptance that I am the creation of me. Good God, and so it is. Invoking the symbol, the formula, by the flame, the golden light, I am divine love. Okay, now they said I can wait till the end of the show to claim for everything. But not, wow, hold on. I got to get my focus back because I got really dizzy. When the big stuff comes in and we go like into another, and I've done this ever since the beginning of the work, guys. In acting class, we used to start working on something and the big new stuff would break open and my students would look at me and go, oh, she's going down, somebody get her. So this is good news, Susan. Accept that you are the creation of you. Anoint yourself, baptize yourself, all of us. I am baptizing myself in that knowing and that acceptance that I am the creation of me. And so it is. Boy, I bet you never thought that was going to come in with a broken hot water heater.
Well,
good grief.
You know, and especially since I took a bath, it flooded the kitchen because the water came down through the kitchen fixture. And then yesterday I ran my dishwasher and it flooded the basement. Water came out of the sink.
Okay.
In the basement.
Where the hell is your landlord on all this?
I own my house.
Okay.
It's smart to make sure the plumbing is right, and I'm.
Well, Susan, hold on.
So I feel like there's a blockage somewhere.
No, there's no blockage.
No blockage. Okay.
There's stuff they're trying to get you aware of. Have we've gotten to all of it? Okay, so on this plane, they're saying to go to your insurance adjusters.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. To go to your insurance adjusters and tell them what's going on, and because they need to be handling this. You have home insurance, right?
I do have homeowner's insurance.
Okay. That's where you need to go.
Okay, because I didn't know if they would handle the plumbing issues or what. It's like my house is saying something to me. I'm like, okay, what? What are you trying to tell me?
We already got to that.
Okay.
We already got to that. Okay.
The baptism thing.
On the physical plane, call the insurance adjusters. All right, baby?
Okay, will do.
Yeah, but you brought in one big load. Thank you.
Well, it.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off there. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
Ah, I Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, that, I'm still kind of getting my ground back here, but I'm good.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Yeah, I just feel this massive, fresh, new energy coming in.
Yep.
How incredible. And my question, maybe it's already been answered. There's some stuff in every area of my life, really, where that old, you know, is just getting cleared out. In particular, dealing with some custody and child support issues with my ex-husband.
What do you want to know, Emily? What do you want to know?
I feel in my power. Is there any way I can be more fully with ease in my power in these discussions?
Yes. Again, you have to change your perspective of him because you're trying.
Yeah, when,
yeah, you're trying to get from him what you want while you're holding the perspective that he's not giving it to you.
Yeah. When you mentioned forgiveness, that hit really big.
Yep.
Send him
compassion, love, and joy. Because
yeah.
No matter what he's doing and how screwed up it is, there's a compassionate reason in his makeup for that.
Yes.
Now, we're holding compassion, love, and joy because those are the highest brain states you can hold, and we will get clearer and more powerful guidance when we are in those states.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been working with the messenger RNA and directing that. And I can direct that through, I mean, I guess I feel like I want
to direct that
to
balance everything in this situation with him.
Okay.
With
perfect.
Compassion, joy, and love. See, the
great.
RNA messenger is all about bringing balance around whatever
uh-huh.
subject you're working with. And I don't
okay.
know if any of you are working with it physically, but I'm having some pretty extraordinary success.
Yeah,
so,
it's funny. I was just going to say, I'm well. I have been sick so much. I'm well after directing the messenger RNA. And now right in this moment, I hear my voice a little funny.
Well,
so
you
I don't
know
if
why?
There's anything there.
See if you can put that together. What did we talk about? What did we talk about in this call?
Around
your husband, baby.
Oh,
we
right.
talked about your husband and your husband not giving you what you want.
Right.
So you have to clearly state what you want to yourself, knowing that you're holding the perspective of him that will give that to you.
Yeah.
It's also about the baptism stuff. So you're not getting sick. You're not sick. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So, but consciously, because you had that thought, go, I'm healthy and well, and my RNA messenger's taken that into every subject of my life, healthy and well. Feeling fabulous.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Yeah, love it.
Soon
Thank
as you,
you
have any kind of negative thought or feeling, catch yourself. Direct it then. That's what's going to create the stability in your brain. Thank you, baby. All right, Maria in San Francisco, what's up?
Thank you so very much. I have been having GI issues. I tried to get treatment, and it failed the other day, and I had an inflammation of my lung due to chemical exposure repeatedly, and I'm estrogenically dominant. My thyroid test came
okay.
back with one...
Oh. Okay, I got your answer. I got your answer. Sorry to cut you off.
Sorry. Just throat and chest pain, yeah.
But you are, you need to detox your whole body, is what they're saying. Now, you need guidance from a professional to do this. There's a lot of, you know, detox stuff out on the market. Some
mm-hmm.
of them are okay. Some of them are bullshit. Some of them are harmful. guys, if you detox too quickly, you create more dis-ease for yourself. So, but that's what I'm getting, especially, and let me speak to this a moment for everybody. Heavy metal toxins are everywhere. We all need to detox from heavy metal toxins. Any kind of neurological problems are, can be, I was corrected, attributed directly to heavy metal in your brain. Mercury, for example. Anybody eat a lot of sushi, I guarantee you're going to have mercury. It's just the world we live in. There's chemicals everywhere around us. Lead. If you live in old apartments, you know, with lead paint. Even our drinking water in some places in the country. So that's your highest guidance right now, Maria, is to find someone who can help you do a safe detox. And I'm getting my big yes on that. Okay,
what's
honey?
What's causing my chest and throat pain like the last 3 days? Like diffuse just pain and tightness, sometimes pressure.
Well,
my
there's two things. There's two things. One of them is, again, you need to detox. And you're not speaking your truth to yourself about your own ability to heal yourself. See, when I ask if you're working with the RNA messenger and compassion and joy and love, I get a no. So you start doing that and then call back in and let's see if it's any better.
I am, but I don't feel being.
Well, that's the answer that they gave me. You need to work with the RNA messenger. You need to know you're your own creator and you need to detox. All right, baby. Those are your answers. Yeah. So get on it now. Take action around whatever you're hearing today. Take action. Sandra in Denver, you're on.
Whoa, Dee, I'm walking and it's windy. Is it too bad?
No, it's okay, sweetheart. What can I do for you?
Okay. Well, hello. I've been on hiatus because we've remodeled our home, and I'm glad to be back.
Great.
I want to say a big hallelujah and amen to everything so far today. And anyone that hasn't had a chance to start working with the compassion, love, and joy, I just heard you yesterday on Predictions Week. I won't give the details right now, but I think it should suffice to say in the night last night, there was an issue with one of the kiddos, and I had been claiming peace and calm for a while. This is what had come to me, but last night it came to me to use what you had suggested. And while the peace and calm works, this worked on a different level. I would say a little bit faster, but it was almost like the feeling of when Jesus would speak to the waves and say,
yes,
peace be still. It was so amazing. So I just wanted to give that testimony for what you
awesome,
channeled
Sandra. Awesome.
And encourage everybody to use it and have fun.
Yeah.
Because it is a miracle.
You know, I have a little bit of arthritis in my big toe. And it started hurting last night, like in bed for no reason. And I just got calm and went into love and sent compassion and joy and love and directed. And it was gone. It was gone. So, you know, let's open our minds to accepting that we're getting the answers. We asked how we can heal ourselves physically. We're getting the answers now. And like the first caller, we have to trust our visions. So thank you, Sandra.
Yes.
Thank you for
you,
hearing.
Dee.
And
can I share one more piece? I feel like that it goes beyond our bodies that came through while I'm walking and listening.
Yeah.
There are all of these chemtrails in the sky. And so for a while back, I felt led to send love to the chemtrails and just give the directive that any harmful, detrimental energies would be neutralized, in alignment with it being in the highest and best good for the earth, for Gaia. So what the other clarity I got is I'm walking beyond us and our physical bodies. As you're talking about sending the compassion, love, and joy through ourselves and through the void and out into everything, I began doing that with these chemtrails. And what I think I'm seeing is, you know, they dissipate over time, but these are dissipating like much faster as I'm observing them. It's really wild. And it feels good to be able to focus beyond myself.
You bet.
Too.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. Now, I have one tiny little tweak. When you use this, Sandra, don't go to the negatives like what you mentioned about the chemtrails.
Okay.
Okay, the poisons and all that stuff. You don't have to do that because that takes your brain into focusing on the negatives. All you have to do is hold compassion, love, and joy for Gaia and
okay.
and the balance for Gaia. Right?
Okay. That's subtle but big, yeah.
It's very big, baby, because
okay.
we have to break ourselves from the pattern of thinking. We have to list the bad stuff in order to create the positive.
And, you know, it feels so much lighter. It doesn't feel like it takes anything from me to just
well, because
send love to Gaia.
What happens to me when I use the love, joy, and compassion? Well, you pretty much nailed it. I get filled up with that Christ-like love that we know he felt for the masses that he worked for. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good for you, sweetheart. Thank
All
you
right.
so much for calling in.
Thank you, and
Sandra.
Much love to everybody. Bye.
Thanks. You too, honey. Have a good walk. Kimmy and Phoenix, you're on.
Hello. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, baby. What's up?
I think I just got my answer. I was I was calling about my right hand. My ring finger, it locks up, and I was calling to see what
I
I'm
swear
not...
to God, let me tell you what I just heard.
What would be that?
What's the song? If you don't put a ring on it, da 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 da.
Oh
what,
yeah,
what
Beyonce.
Are,
yeah.
What are those first words? If you like it, then you better put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you in a relationship?
Not with somebody else, but I'm in a relationship with myself.
Yeah, well, you want to be in a relationship. Do you know that? You want to be in a permanent, steady, stable, loving relationship, Kim.
Okay, but that's my right hand, not my left hand. That's interesting.
Well, that's what it, I mean, it was so clear. Hold on. We're all balanced. Anybody switched? We both want the highest answer. We're getting the highest answer. We're getting
okay.
the highest understanding. Well, look, you tell me if this isn't resonating with you.
But do I want to be in a relationship? Yes, I do. That would be nice.
Okay. Okay. So I would start creating that. Because you're waiting for a relationship to show up instead of creating it. Now your mom's coming in. What does your mom,
hey, mom.
Have to do with creating a relationship? That's loving
well,
and joyful. She didn't witness that to you, did she?
That would be no.
Yeah, okay. So, guys, if growing up you witnessed relationships that were not powerful and not loving, you have to make sure and tell your little girls and little boys, we're creating it a whole different way. Don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Be powerfully joined with me. And Gabrielle brought this one in, that our, in working with our light, the light of our little child and the light of our adult self and everywhere that we exist has to be one light. We're sending out one light, integrated. So I would start working with your little girl around what she saw and start being very clear with her about what your intention is and what you want to create.
Okay. And I just want to throw something else on there. Since I'm in between opportunities right now, I honestly don't feel I have a lot to give to the relationship. I mean, like monetarily, because, you know.
Okay. That can't be a part of it. You have a lot to give from your heart.
Yeah.
You have a lot to give from your information that you have. You know, it's an exchange of energy. Money is only a small part of that.
That is true. That is true.
And when you get into this relationship, your money's opening up.
Hey!
Whatever that's worth. All right, baby. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too, Ben.
Okay, Carrie in Ohio. I've got 3 minutes. What's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I've just been so enjoying this whole conversation.
Good,
and
thank
I'm
you.
Really. Yes, you're so welcome, and everyone. I'm doing the work as usual and being it and directing it. Is there anything the channel can guide me towards to keep expanding in my
yes.
joyful creation?
Yes. The more fun you have, the more you expand. Fun, joy, fun, joy, fun, joy, fun, joy.
Okay.
Okay? So
yes.
anoint yourself, baptize yourself
okay.
with a lot of joy and fun. Because they want you to know that's an integral part of the creation process. That's for everybody.
I needed to hear that. Oh, we
good.
All needed that. I really needed that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Because the tendency is to make it so serious, right?
Exactly.
And,
yeah,
no. Joy and fun, joy and fun, joy and fun, and love and compassion. There, okay?
Isn't that wild that we can give ourselves that much permission? Especially if it hasn't really ever been modeled, ever. It's
yeah.
Just, what a gift.
Yeah, it's
okay.
freedom. It's freedom, guys. It's freedom. Thank you. Love
I'm
you, baby.
I'm going to be that. Thank you. Love you all. Mwah.
Okay, think I can squeeze you in, Deke, if you talk fast. What's up?
Okay, Dee, I think I've got my answer, but I have certain guides that are coming in to me now. I want to make sure that I'm getting, that I can accept the guidance and act upon it, that I have the strength to do it, and I calm down and do it.
Okay, so very clearly the channel says you absolutely do, you absolutely are, until you doubt that you can and are. The questioning and the doubt that decreases your power of receiving, accepting, and understanding. So I would just go into that state of love, joy, and compassion for myself, you know, and say, I am handling it all. I am handling the expansion. I'm always in balance. And I always, because I direct it this way, receive the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. Don't give me anything less than that. And so it is. Okay?
All right. Got it. Thank you.
Yep. You bet. It's like, you know, Deke used to study with me. If you go into an audition in doubt, you aren't committed to the material. Commit, guys. It's the biggest thing you can do. Commit to what you want. I am this no matter what. So we're going to balance everything, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Is there anything else? All right. Please don't wait till the last minute. Join me for the webinar on January 16th with April Molnar, Dr. April Molnar, for brain, religion, and spirituality. Let's say it together, guys. Until we meet again, I love me. I love me. Woohoo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.